will be about neonatal screening programs. Should parents be given a choice of screening options? And I will argue that they should not be given a choice. While at the same time, it does make sense to ask for informed consent. And that might be, it might be that coming from the Netherlands, that the whole system of newborn screening might be much more different than in most states in the United States, where I think newborn screening is mandatory. In the Netherlands, it's not, but well, our participation rate is actually more than 99%, and that is realized because in virtually in all cases where a child is born, a nurse will go to the homes and take the heel pick, and a few people they can refuse, so they are asked for consent, but a few people would refuse. So until the beginning of this year, we had a relatively small screening program, but since the 1st of January, the program was expanded to 18 diseases. I was involved in the health council, the Netherlands Health Council, so, which was selecting diseases for screening, at least advising the government about that. And we had a lot of discussions about, for example, informed consent, but especially also about which diseases should be screened for in the first place. So, for example, well, this committee of real experts, my background is in philosophy, so I'm not an expert in any of those difficult names, and I'm not even going to try to read one aloud. But of course, there could have been made another choice. So the four panel was recommended by the American College of Medical Genetics. Or secondly, target which would also be screened for, and then we have 53. Well, why not? As far as I know, a further expansion would be relatively simple, thanks to technology of the mass spectrum. And of course, this raises the question whether it can be justified at all to decide not to acquire medically relevant information about a newborn child. How, if the whole issue is simply about changing this the spectrometer, have some other parameters, and then you will get information about the other disease, why not do that? Well, these are some of the reasons I think why one should not do that. First of all, early detection will not improve prognosis for many diseases. And also, of course, as you know, screening has a lot of costs and disadvantages to participants. Maybe most importantly, early knowledge of diseases where there's no clear treatment for may decrease well-being, because you know that, in this case, then your child has a particular disease, but there's nothing you can do about it. And of course, if there wouldn't have been screening, maybe you have noticed, you have seen symptoms later on, but at least in the meantime, a lot of the worries would not have been there. A second issue, of course, is that the more you screen for disease, the more false positives you would have, more unnecessary follow-ups, worries, etc. And then, of course, there will be some financial issues, but I think that's not most important. Maybe the most important financial issues have to do with all the false positives and all the follow-up. I think the screening, expanding the screening as such, will not be that costly. But I think the most important reason to be very reluctant in going to a very long list of diseases would be that if you have a screening program which is maybe not mandatory in the Netherlands, but at least people are reached in intense way. Sorry, I can't find the right words for that. So it's there is maybe not real pressure, but at least will be difficult for people to say when a health nurse comes to their homes to say, well, no, I don't want to have this. So if in a situation like that, it also holds for mandatory screening programs, maybe even more, then I think you have need a very strong justification. So the things we do are really essential, and that would be then the justification in terms of, I think, health benefits for the child. maybe other justification for choosing particular disease could be that it could be some sort of secondary goals, for example, indirect advantages for child and family, for example, which can be independent from whether or not there is a cure or treatment for the disease. So the Netherlands Health Council discussed all those diseases and we made three categories of disease where considerable irreparable damage can be prevented if detected early. Second, where in a way things are less clear, less substantial damage to health or insufficient evidence that prevention will work. And a third category where of diseases where no prevention of damage to health can be expected at all. And basically the list of 18, certainly 17 of the 18 were in this category. And one, which was cystic fibrosis, was sort of case of doubt in the other category. And so this is sort of the gray area where you have to think extra whether or not to include something in the program. And here you would have disease like Duchenne, for example. So the government accepted the recommendations, and then a new program, expanded program, started 1st of January. And the 4th of January, there were already discussions in newspapers saying that, well, physicians should have the possibility to tell parents also which untreatable diseases their child will have. So untreatable diseases may be a too simple concept, but at least the diseases in my third category would fall what you could call them untreatable diseases. So we had this discussion, and maybe it's not strange. Some parents indeed may want to know whether their child has a disease from category 2 or 3, for example, Duchenne. So certainly parents from patient groups proposed to give people the possibility for that. Many others may forego such screening because they don't see the benefit of just having the knowledge. So then the obvious answer seems to be, let them people choose. You can choose whether or not you want to receive information about untreatable disease. So that was the suggestion made after some discussion. This seems to be the sort of nice solution that everyone has his own choice and no one is imposed a particular choice. I'm going to argue that this understanding is not correct. First of all, if you want to choose whether or not to receive information about untreatable disease, then I think it would be very important to understand that all those different conditions, well, that they are, it's not just different conditions, but also how they express and how what they mean. It has a lot of variety. The incidence of those diseases might differ, well, most of them will be relatively rare. The seriousness of symptoms, in some cases, could be that even for one disease, sometimes a patient almost has no symptoms. Well, in other cases, the disease is really terrible. Then it would be relevant to know how many, say, almost asymptomatic cases there would be for that particular disease. What exactly are the implications for my family life? Are there differences in onset? So some diseases might only there would only be symptoms after. After 5, 6 years, for example, what does the diagnostic process mean, for example? So those would be the sort of things I would like to know, making a choice for whether or not my child should be screened for those diseases. And that suggests that if you want to give people a real choice, it makes sense to. It makes sense, at least for me, to prefer to get information about some of those untreatable diseases, but not for others. You understand? So that would lead to, then you have to give parents not just the choice to get information about untreatable diseases, yes or no, you have to give people the choice about whether or not they want to receive information about this disease, or that disease, or all those others. List where you can check boxes and you see that there's something a bit absurd about this. Sorry? No, no, I'm sorry, I didn't say that. These are all the standard sort of disease which are which could be checked in for newborns. Of course, you could check for HIV, but almost all are genetic inborn disease anyway. Yes, yeah, it's in principle you could do all kind of other tests in it as well, but that was not discussed at all. Would make the topic even stronger. Well, I think you will see there are some problems in a proposal like that. First of all, giving people such choices is not just a good thing. Such choices will be very complex and burdenful. I have to think about even if it was not a list of 53 or so, even if it was a list of 10, this, if I want to make a well-considered choice, it will be, have all kind of burdens for me to do that. Paradoxically, even if I would just take a day or so to explore some of those diseases and think about it and what is a sensible choice, for most people, for most parents, all this thinking will have no practical implications whatsoever. Because most of those diseases are very rare, so I can think about, should I have my child screened for this disease, yes or no? Well, the chances that my child will have it are so low that probably, the more I think, well, in a way, in most cases, it's completely useless time thinking about it. And finally, of course, you can understand that if you want to give people a reasonable choice, that requires adequate information about all those diseases. And I doubt whether in the Netherlands is any even medical expert who would be able to give even basic information of all those diseases to parents. Of course, there are experts in some of those categories, but not for all of them. So this would put extreme demands on the knowledge and on communication skills of professionals. Does that mean that no one would be able to make a well-considered choice? Well, that's again too simple. I think there are some groups of parents who would be able to make a well-considered choice. First of all, there are parents who simply want to know everything they can know. So you should not miss information which is important for my child. So I simply want to know everything. It has more or less something to do with your view of life, of course. On the other hand, there will be parents who say, well, if it's about some people who see it, then I simply want to know nothing. That's in a way also something which depends on, whether or not, to see it, to put it very bluntly, maybe whether or not you're a control freak or not. If you are, then maybe you want to know everything. If you're the adverse of that, then you might want to know nothing about different diseases. And there will be some parents, maybe, who know a family with children with Duchenne, and they have, in a way, special understanding, interest in that particular disease. You know that the most tragic situations, which in a way support thinking about screening for even untreatable diseases, is where parents will have a child, and after 2 or 3 years, things go wrong, and then there are all kinds of tests, and then physicians find out that the child has Duchenne's disease. At the same time, the second child is born, and then the child is tested as well, and then it appears that this child has Duchenne as well. If Duchenne would have been in the screening package, this might have been prevented, and the second child would have been born. And if you know a case like that, then I can understand that you really want to, even though the chance to have a situation like that is extremely small, I think it's sensible to want to avoid that situation. So, they're offering parents choice options. I think, first of all, many parents may not want to choose at all, yet in a way they are forced to choose if you give them the possibility to choose. Most parents will need to be able to make a well-considered choice. Yet they must make a choice if you give them the choice. Even if you say, well, I'm not going to make a choice at all, then what, you have made a choice. And I know we have done some focus groups. There are many people who say, well, I prefer indeed not to be given the choice. But of course, if I, because I don't want to have the information. But as soon as the health professionals give me the possibility to choose, it will become very difficult to say no. So then I would do it. But I would have preferred a situation where things were not offered at all. And of course, professionals must disclose relevant information about diseases, and that would be over-demanding if not impossible. I think the assumption here in the whole is that it's always better for parents to have a choice. This is what maybe many people admit the issue. I think this is a paternalistic assumption, because it says something about what's good for parents, without, in a way, asking in advance whether they think it's good. It's a bit paradoxical, because normally paternalism means taking away choices, but here I argue that giving parents a choice is, in a sense, on the basis of this assumption, would be a paternalistic approach. On the other hand, not giving a choice is paternalistic as well. So it's I should not be too rhetorical. A couple of minutes about current practice in the Netherlands. So we have 18 diseases selected by experts. Informed consent must be obtained in the Netherlands. So, of course, now the question would be just, well, isn't that nonsense as well? Why ask informed consent if the choice is so difficult? Then informed consent is might not be, maybe should be for one either. It depends a bit on how you view informed consent. This is more or less the sort of dominant idea about informed consent than something primarily about autonomous choice. This might be not the completely correct idea, or maybe it's an idea which needs to be revised. If you would say, well, parents have to make their own autonomous choice, then it makes sense to say, well, then you have to give them optimal information so they can make a real choice, which is their own choice. It could be that there is another justification for informed consent in practice like this, and that would be that, in a way, informed consent plays an important role in, well, in reaching child's terms, in avoiding harm to people, and also in promoting trust. But it would be important that children are not tested for all kinds of conditions where I have no control about whatsoever, and against the will of parents, then consent might help to promote and sustain trust in the program. So of course I can't check all those diseases, I can't understand what all is, but if health professionals at least explain to people, or try to explain as far as possible what's involved, but moreover, that they would say, well, we will not force you. Well, there was a case a couple of weeks ago where parents were forced indeed to newborn screening, but informed consent might help to explain that people are not forced to choices which they can't understand. And if that would be the main reason for informed consent, then maybe basic information would be sufficient. And that could be something like this. And now I'm back to my where I started. If you have a very clear criterion on the basis of which disease are selected, then you can simply use that criterion to explain what you do. So if you would say, for example, well, we screen only for diseases which have evident treatment after birth will prevent substantial irreversible damage to the child's health. If that's the selection criteria, this is something you can explain quite easily to parents. And in a way, the whole informed consent does not need much more information than just this data. Of course, you can mention all those diseases, but that's irrelevant. You can simply explain that this is what we screen for, and then people can say yes or no. Probably most will say simply yes. So conclusion, the basic informed consent for screening for a limited, well-defined set of diseases, I think that's at least possible. And I think certainly an expanded choice model would be rather unjustified for the reasons I've provided. Thank you.